broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline. This is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandro.
This gun's for hire.
Hello, everybody. Broadcasting behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain today at the South Jersey Shooting Club, a.k.a. Gun for Hire South, with the first ever Ruger.
Ruger match, right.
Ruger rimfire match.
Yeah.
And interesting, Sandy, we had a few people fly in from Florida last night to compete in the match, and they had to fly into Philadelphia with their guns because they can't fly into Newark.
Isn't that great?
And I interviewed these two guys. One guy's name is Butch. The other one is Joe. Really nice guys. They go all over the world to compete. And so just to show you what kind of state we live in, they could not believe how backwards our gun laws are. They were so worried. They want to go to the city tomorrow. You know, they'd like to go to the city, but they have no place to leave their guns.
Yeah, that's great. Right?
Okay, because they can't leave their guns with us in the range, would be breaking the law. Mm. They can't leave their guns in the hotel room, would be breaking the law. They can't leave the guns in their rental car and take them into Manhattan because they'll be breaking the law. So you want to talk about loss of revenue that's associated with firearms, but how many other people didn't fly into our state the past 2 days to compete in this match?
Everybody I know tries to stay out.
We're supposed to be covered under FOPA, Firearms Protection Act, but people are afraid. These two guys came in, nicest guys you want to meet, was bullshitting with them for a while and everything, really nice guys, but they're so afraid. You know, again, flying into Philly to drive to New Jersey to compete in a match and then driving back to Philly to fly home, can't even go around our state and spend any money and help our economy because they're afraid they're going to get locked up with their guns.
Well, it's not exactly an invalid fear considering what happened to poor Brian Aiken under a supposedly, and I'm doing air quotes here, gun-friendly Christie administration.
No. And while I'm on a tear, anybody who didn't show up today for the Ruger match, it's the evening of the Ruger match now. Competitors paid $40 a piece. We had a guy here with a smoker making barbecue.
Nice.
Ammo was included. Gun for Hire paid for it, by the way.
And we have to tell everybody the story because not everybody was listening.
A few episodes ago, when I announced and advertised the Ruger match, I said ammo was included when in fact it wasn't. And rather than retract it, I became a co-sponsor
of the show.
What, yes. You want to know something, though? About 80% of the people out there shooting today are kids.
That's great.
All right, so it was worth my donation. And I've been here all day. I've been riding my ATV around. I'm burnt to a crisp. I can't believe how many...
You're very sunburned. Yes.
I can't believe how many people have approached me to talk about the show and thank me for what I'm doing. And I'm telling people, you know, we don't have much to go on in the state. And one gentleman, Jason, told me today, he goes, yes, but we have Gun for Hire Radio.
Yeah, that's great.
And that was a really nice feeling. So a little thank you to you guys for the support. But the match is going great. Wait till you see the trophies. Jose is going to post pictures of the trophies online. This is an all-steel match. It's been going crazy all day today. The range officers were out here with me last night till 9 o'clock at night in the pouring rain, setting up all the steel. They were here at 6 o'clock this morning for a match that starts at 9:30. Big smoker making pork and barbecue chicken and everything. What a beautiful day. I just want to thank everybody involved. And this is when I'm proud to be an American and I'm ashamed to be a New Jerseyan.
Yes, me too. Makes two of us.
What else would you like me to talk about today? I feel like taking a nap. I'm so sunbaked.
You can't take a nap.
Why not?
We have a show to do.
How about talking about CNN's report on the Fast and Furious?
That was disgusting.
Yesterday. Every American knows that the government made a big boo-boo with the Fast and the Furious.
Everybody knows. Except for CNN.
Except for CNN.
Yeah.
Even now, I don't know if you heard, but the Justice Department told ISA and Grassley that they have to redo their figures and calculations because they're really not sure how many guns were released and they're really not sure how many crimes were committed with the guns now. They think their data is tarnished.
Oh, you think it's more than just the 11 that they reported?
Definitely many more than the 11. We're only at the tip of the iceberg here. And unfortunately, other than the Seattle Times and Fox News, no one's really reporting on this.
No, and Fox last Friday had a one-hour special. But I find it very interesting that we've been covering Fast and Furious since we started this broadcast.
12 weeks ago.
And now all of a sudden, CNN and Fox, it pops up on their radar?
Yep. No. And I'm also leaving in a few days. I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky. AR15.com. They're hosting a three-gun match. I'm helping out Joe DeBurgolis, NRA board member, and I'm volunteering my time. I'm also a sponsor of that event. And I'll be flying from Newark to Kentucky, where I can legally carry a gun. And
that's kind of nice.
Yep. And again, I'll be parking in Vista Parking.
Vista Parking, and so
he's one of our sponsors, VistaParking.com in Elizabeth. I can safely travel. I can park in his lot, in his shuttle. It'll bring me to the airport. And then when I arrive back home to Newark, all I do is call the number, and one of his vans will pick me up in my car.
Yeah, they can get you right at the terminal. It's great.
Secure parking. My car will be running with the air conditioner on when I get back from Kentucky. So I'm Gun for Hire is heading to another event where we're going to be a sponsor, promoting the shooting sports and safe and responsible gun ownership, and trying to promote the Second Amendment.
Now, what's that three-gun thing all about for the ignorant like me?
Well, three-gun match, you compete with three different guns, and the entire match is a fundraiser for Wounded Warrior and Lone Survivor, which is Marcus Luttrell, the Navy SEAL, who 16 of his buddies were killed trying to save him in Afghanistan. And a few other veteran organizations will be represented there. So all the money that's raised at this event from all the sponsors, my friend Winkler from Winkler Knives and Axes will be there. Hopefully my two axes will be done. One for one for a special operator overseas.
And one for you to carry around the state of New Jersey because it's now legal.
Correct. I'm getting a lot of people approaching me when I go to a social events asking me where my axe is.
I want one now, too. That's how sad it is, huh?
Isn't that great? Emery is here competing in the match today with his wife, Francine.
Wow.
And he says his axe is in a car. He's going to show it to me later. so anyway, to get
you started a trend.
Yes, just not to lose track. VistaParking.com in Elizabeth. Tom is the man that owns that. Great place, and secure parking.
Absolutely.
For you.
It's like my home away from home. You know how much I travel, and I don't use the airport terminal parking.
And he is a gun guy, by the way.
Yes,
NRA life member, gun guy, avid hunter, sportsman. So let's keep it in the family. While we're on track with that, we should talk about all of our sponsors that were brave enough and had the balls enough to support Gun for Hire Radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Please visit our sponsors. You hear the commercials scattered throughout the show. We try not to make it a heavy-duty advertising show, just a few sponsors, select sponsors. Their information is also on Gun for Hire Radio. If possible, give them a call. I know Paul Nolan from Physical Graffiti has been getting some phone calls from some of our...
Yeah, he's getting a lot of calls who want tattoos.
They want tattoos, which is great. Paul's going to be doing something special for me in the upcoming week, so we'll keep you posted with that, too.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Bill Fearon, right, Ann?
Bill Fearon, police officer, state of New Jersey, scary guy, great patent, great invention. Wait till you hear this.
All right, we'll be right back.
Can I take a nap? I'm sunburned.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Lipstick Bodyguard is available at all Gun for Hire locations and events. In New Jersey at the Bullet Hole Pistol Range in Belleville. And in Tom's River at Just for Nurses Boutique, 47 Route 37 East between Main Street and Hooper Avenue. And coming soon at LipstickBodyguard.com.
It's like breaking case of emergency.
I love it.
Okay. We're in the studio today with Bill Fearon. Bill is the owner of No Games Gear, and he's also a 20-year veteran, right, of law enforcement here in New Jersey.
Specializes in training.
And he's got stripes on his shoulder. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
It means he's more important.
He doesn't have the right tickets anymore.
Yeah, he's got a higher pay grade. Bill, welcome to Gunfire Radio.
How you doing?
I met Bill a few years ago. He's a law enforcement officer, good guy, training officer. He's done some work with Gun for Hire. And Bill invented a great product, my guys that are in the SWAT team love it.
Cool.
And we ran into him at the Atlantic City Police and Security Expo, and I'm like, damn, I should have him on the list. He needs to come on and talk about this product. Right now, this product has very strong hooks for the law enforcement and military community, but I also see a use for it for civilians also. Anyone who goes to shoot IDPA or kind of tactical matches or anything like that.
Or executives.
Executives, too, would be great. It's another area of body armor. So without further ado, Bill Fearon from No Games Gear, 20-year law enforcement vet, New Jersey, and he's a gun guy, listeners. So otherwise, we wouldn't have had his ass on the show, to be quite honest with you.
If he was part of Bloomberg's crowd, we probably would have locked him out.
Correct. So, Bill, can you tell us a little bit about your product?
Yeah, my product is called the Bug Ballistic Undergarment Gear.
Great name.
And I came up with the Bug, actually, because of, I've been training with the state police for a number of years, for 10 years or so. And during the course of training, I noticed a large number of hits that are missing low on the target. And when we do our active shooter scenario drills, I notice everyone getting hit in the leg. So it was actually August 9th of 2009, we were doing training in Bergen County Community College. And during the course of the training, we had about 20 police officers involved, and there were numerous agencies there, DEA, Bergen County Police, troopers, other local departments were there. And after the scenario, you know, when we all said and done, there were 8 people hit in the scenario. And every single one of them had an upper leg wound inside the thigh area. Wound.
And this was simmunitions?
The simmunitions.
Okay.
Correct, simmunitions. Marking around, and you could see the hits exactly where they hit.
The simmunitions training here with civilians, they tend to flinch the gun or snatch the gun under stress. They aim for the center of mass, and they end up hitting the legs also.
You know, under stress, people are pulling the weapon out and just firing automatically. So instead of bringing the gun up on target, you'll start bringing, pow, 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 rounds track up a little bit.
So you're telling me 20 guys are wearing body armor that protects the center of mass, and none of them were hit there.
Correct.
They were all hit in the thigh or the upper leg.
Correct.
Wow, that's amazing.
Great. So body armor is very effective.
Yes. Totally. Yes. Yeah. And of course, if it's what's your word for these people?
Shitbags.
That's it. He's not going to be at the range constantly practicing, so chances of him flinching or coming up and shooting,
slapping the trigger,
is going to be very high.
Correct.
Right? Absolutely. Wow. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And FBI statistics actually show that when they interview bad guys, they don't, when they'll go to ranges, they don't sit and practice and hit the same target, where cops, we always want that small group and we want to hit the cue out. They just want to see how fast they can get the gun up and present rounds on a target. So, when they start tracking up, obviously the legs are lower and you're going to track up to the body armor.
So 2009, at this training in Bergen County, you had this epiphany and the product grew from there. And I remember talking to you about it about a year ago or a year and a half when it was in its infancy, and it's not anymore. And as a matter of fact, it's evolved into 2 products now. So let us hear it because I want a set. Make them in big man size.
We do.
Oh, see.
Once I kind of saw this and it was my aha moment, I just kind of went forward and, first thing I did, I went home and Googled police officer femoral artery injuries, and 29,000 hits came up, bang, And all the stuff was in a year and a half, 2 years prior, so it wasn't like we're going back to the 70s with this stuff. And from there, I kind of, got with an attorney, got with some people, and said, all right, I need a patent on this product. I came up with some designs. I got my patent, and then from there, I kind of made the product. Now, once I got the patent, I figured, all right, how am I going to do this? Because I'm, you know, Bill Fearon, state trooper. I'm not a sewer. Right. I'm not a Kevlar guy, you know. So I kind of needed a manufacturer for this stuff. So I went to a manufacturer right in Lakewood, New Jersey, Red the Tailor. And Red's been making uniforms for 30 years.
Big,
you know?
Well-known name in New Jersey.
Basically an industry standard, you know, as far as police uniforms and stuff like that. So he saw the product, and I pitched the idea to him, and he told me, exact quote was, you know what, I see 200 new ideas cross my desk every year. This one I want to get involved with. Okay, wow. I want to get involved with this one.
I knew it was a hit when you told me about it.
So he basically makes the shorts, and then I went to Rick Armolino, who, again, another industry standard guy. Rick's father was basically credited by Police One with creating bulletproof vests.
Wow.
His brother, Steve Armolino, runs U.S. Armor, and Rick just offshot of him and does, you know, shields, helmets, you know, face shields, stuff like that, all ancillary products. So I presented the idea to Rick, and Rick was like, home run. Yeah, I think this is a great idea. You know, it's such a simple idea. So
the first product was compression shorts.
The first product was compression shorts called The Bug, right?
The Bug.
Ballistic undergarment gear. It was just compression shorts worn under a uniform, and it basically had a pocket where it would you would be able to insert ballistic protection. Now, the ballistic protection to be inserted, we do right now level 3A, which is everything, you know, as far as bulletproof vests, it'll stop everything a police officer's vest. But we can also do 2A, which I'm finding out that some departments also use too. We can do type 2 stab for any type of correctional facility, and he can even do like a level 3 for to stop rifle rounds.
What is the difference between level 2 and level
3? Well, level 3A is just a standard where the round has to stop a certain caliber of round and a certain velocity. I actually sent the bug and the inserts down to the Institute of Justice, and they said, great product, and we recommend that you send this product out to H.P. White, which we already done. And H.P. White shot one of my inserts. They shot it twice, once with a 44 Magnum, which the round velocity was 1,437 feet per second.
Ooh.
And once with a 357 SIG round, where the round velocity was 1,487 feet per second.
Wow.
So one insert took two hits, and basically it's considered level 3A compatible. Now, level 2A is just one step down from a 3A. It'll stop 9mm, it'll stop a 40 caliber, 45, but those high velocity rounds like the 44 Magnum, you know, it's not tested at a level 2A.
But it slows them down.
Well, correct. I mean, it'll stop 9mm, and, you know, the 2A vest is just a step down from the 3A.
See, Sandy, there's a happy medium because you have to have comfort, agility, and maneuverability.
Yeah,
you can't go out like you're in a suit of armor.
Yeah, it's not
so,
a movie
you know,
set.
If you gave somebody two huge ceramic plates to put in their thighs and they couldn't move around, they're not going to wear it.
Especially if they're sitting in a car all day long.
You're not going to wear it. So.
And cops are very funny. I mean, you could put them in a suit of armor and tell them a nuclear bomb is going to, you know, you can't hurt you. And they're going to say, you know what, I can't move, screw it, I'll take my chances.
Right,
so,
right.
Which is why I make the bug. You know, I relate it right to a football girdle, football thigh pads, where you put your, you know, you put your insert, you insert the thigh pads on. And when everyone says, is it maneuverable? Can you move around? I say, well, do the NFL players have any trouble jumping over, running through people? So, I've done all sorts of wear tests on them, all sorts of testimonials. Everything's come out very, very positive.
No.
I have doctors actually who are on board with this product saying that, you know, I endorse this product. It's going to save lives and stuff
absolutely.
Like that. So
now we've discussed femoral artery.
You're going to bleed out by the time that anybody gets there to
4 or 5 minutes without any type of
easily.
Help.
And then especially when you've got adrenaline and high blood pressure that's kicking in, which happens in that particular situation.
We discussed that in a previous episode with Black Hawk Down about how it changed our field. And Bill, you haven't heard the show yet. What happened was Joe Senti, my instructor, was in the 10th Mountain Division. He learned how to use quick clot combat medic techniques after Black Hawk Down,
right.
Because we had the kid from New Jersey that died
Milburn,
from the femoral artery
Jim,
shot.
Jim Smith, right?
Jim Smith. Yeah. Yes. His father's a member of our club. Joe taught the quick clot class in the Essex County Police Academy that the Fairfield cop office was treated with.
Right.
Joe was one of my guys. He taught the guy from
Mike
Fairfield.
Gore.
Yep. Mike Gore is the one who saved the other guy's life.
Right.
And the other guy you're using now as for testimony of why you should have this product. Maybe you want to tell us about that.
Sure. I you know, there was an incident back in January of 2010 where a Fairfield police officer was struck in the femoral artery. And, you know, the kid's name is Gerald Vincenziano. And
Gerald is
a great guy, and he wholeheartedly endorses the bug. He basically says, you know what, I was doing some training with Fairfield, and I said, listen, I'd love to speak on, you know, to him on this product. I don't want to ever want to use his name without him knowing about it and stuff like that. And Gerald came by, I talked to him, and he says, are you wearing the product right now? And I said, yeah, I have it on now. And he just kind of pointed down to my leg and felt where his wound was, and he almost started crying and said, geez, that would have saved me a lot of effing pain, man. Yeah. You know? I mean, here's a case where his life was saved, but only for the fact that there was the next officer on scene who got there literally within 40 seconds or so, you know, walked in and put the quick clot right on him. And then there was also a EMT call going on literally 100 yards away from him.
My goodness. Yes.
And, you know, so he had advanced care in the field, and he still lost, like, 10 pints of blood.
Yeah.
You know?
But he's alive and walking. I saw him at the Atlantic City Police Expo. You would never know. He was shot, what, five times?
Shot five times. But even he knew. Like, he said he was shot, and, like, there was all blood all over his face and head, and he knew that the worst injury was his leg. He was trying to tell everyone, like, get my leg, get my leg, it's my leg. And you know, only by the grace of God is, you know, is he alive. But, you know, Gerald is a great guy, and I'm happy to have him on board as far as, you know, helping me endorse this product because, you know, here's a guy who's legitimately been there, done that, and, you know, he thinks the product is definitely worthwhile for, you know, police officers to have. And his PD actually just bought them, and he was instrumental in getting his
PD. They bought them. Fairfield's going to be using them.
Yes, Fairfield PD
is
wearing them. And also we have Cedar Grove Police Department.
Great.
Them,
so.
That's great. Now, we're coming up on a hard break, so as soon as we get back, I want to hear more about how it works.
I want to talk about how the product has evolved, too. He showed off a new product at the show.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be right back.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Just before the break, we were talking about the fact that a lot of police departments are coming on board with this, and I see from an executive standpoint,
the compression shorts would be great because you could wear a suit and tie and nobody would know it.
Absolutely.
You go to a tailor, you have the pants adjusted slightly, nobody would know you have them.
Sure.
But veering back into the law enforcement segment, the product has evolved, and Bill showed me the product at the Police and Security Expo, and I'm sure he'll be at the SHOT Show with us in January showing it off too. Bill, you went from compression shorts now, the new product you have, which my guys freaked out. They all want them. All the instructors that I have that are on the emergency services unit want it. Tell us about that, the evolution of the Bug.
My brand new product that I just became patented on is the Bug Out BDUs. Now the Bug can be worn. You can have the femoral artery protection built right into your BDU pants.
Cool.
I basically designed this to put the pocket and the insert right inside the BDUs because, you know, with the Bug, I mean, people say, you know, when cops, you know, they're looking for comfort, it's another piece of equipment to wear, or, you know, believe it or not, I've got the excuse, I don't wear compression shorts on patrol, I go commando, and I was like, well, that's you, that's all you.
Sandy, you're commando in the studio now, aren't you?
Of course, yes, of course, yes.
You know?
Way too much information.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny always when people doing wear tests with the Bug, you know, it's like, oh, do you, you know, do you want these back? I'm like, after you worn them and have you're sweaty, I'm good. Yeah, that's, you know, whatever. So,
And I imagine, too, in the summertime, in the wintertime, it's probably great.
In the wintertime, it's great. In the summer, I just worked a concert the other night, and I had the bug on for 12 hours, the compression shorts, and... You know, in the weather, it's, you know, 95 plus. It's hot. There's no doubt about it. But
you're alive.
Still able to move. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like you're hot with your bulletproof vest on, too. I mean, right. You're either going to be safe out there or you're not, you know. Yeah. But as far as full range of motion, I was walking upstairs, walking ramps and all this other stuff, and it was fine. I was on my feet for 10 hours, 12 hours straight. So it's fine. But the BDU pants now, I think this is it's really a no-brainer because now it's built right into the BDU. It offers protection. The same inserts can go either into the bug or the BDU. And is it more comfortable? Probably. If you're not used to wearing compression shorts, it will be more comfortable. And because the weight of the pants, the inserts, you can't even tell that they're in.
Nice.
So you're looking at basically cargo pants, battle dress uniform cargo pants that have two inserts in the front. In front of your thighs, and you just slide these two panels in like when you played football as a kid.
Wow.
And again, 8 out of 20 officers during their training scenario were all shot in that area.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's really a no-brainer. It should be no-brainer gear. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
No-brainer gear.
I mean, it's amazing that, you know, people aren't just going to the police chiefs or training officers and saying, order this tomorrow for us.
Well, the word's getting out. I mean, this is spreading like wildfire.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, he was the rock star at the show, and I'm sure at the SHOT Show we'll see the same thing. It's going to be a great product, and I'm really proud, especially a local guy and a gun guy and someone in the law enforcement community who teaches firearm safety and education.
Well, that's where it's got to come from, too. I mean, you see this stuff happening where the average manufacturer of vests probably has never been in combat like you guys have on a daily basis. I mean, you're out there constantly. You're seeing what's going on.
And I see it even with other people and other products out there that are trying to copy this product. They're making it too big, too bulky. Mm-hmm. There's inserts everywhere, and I said, there's no cop in their right mind's going to wear this. I mean, it's just that, you know, you got to, like you said, you got to have that level of comfort along with the extra protection in there. And, you know, we cover the vital area. Basically, the bug offers vital protection to an area that's gone unprotected until now.
And it's the most vulnerable area.
Absolutely.
Based on statistics.
Absolutely.
You know, like you're saying, it's not center of mass.
You could get shot 4 or 5 times center of mass.
Yeah.
People live.
Sure.
Your femoral artery gets severed. You're dying.
It's done.
Yeah.
Unless, like he said, you have an EMT 100 yards away and a cop on a scene of 40 seconds who's been trained in quick clot, you're dying.
Right. Yeah. And a trauma center pretty damn close.
Yeah, he was very lucky.
Yeah.
What's your website again, Bill?
The website's www.nogamesgear.com.
Everybody needs to check it out and tell them Gun for Hire sent you.
And especially if you've got a cop in your life, this is something that really would make an excellent gift.
There's a question. If I'm a cop, can I just wear it, Bill, with the compression shorts, or do I have to get departmental approval? If I'm a cop, Manhattan, you know, New York City cop.
No, as long as you're wearing your uniform, it goes under your uniform. You could wear it.
So I could just wear it in addition. I don't have to get approval or anything else.
Right. No, there's
that's pretty good.
No, there will be no guidelines on that whatsoever.
And the BDUs are coming in different colors too. So
the BDUs can be made in any color, even that, you know, digital camo, which all hot and heavy. I mean, you know, but any color. Right now we have them in navy, but black, tan, olive,
whatever the
camo, whatever they require.
It would be like carrying 2 ticket books on you, one on each thigh.
Oh, dude.
I'm just thinking that's all. Just
extra
saying.
Extra tickets, you're gonna need extra safety anyway. So
speaking of tickets, true. I got a traffic
Uh-oh.
Ticket. I gotta talk to you.
Forget it. You can't do that anymore.
I know, that's for sure. Bill, it was absolutely fantastic to have you. We've got to have you back.
Yeah, we want to know how it's progressing.
Yes.
Okay.
And we want to hear some of those funny war stories that you.
I have one or two.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Bill.
You so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Back in a minute. You know, we'd love to have you participate in our show, and you can do just that by sending in your questions, comments, suggestions for future shows, or any gun-related news to talkback@gunforhireradio.com. And we'd also like to thank you for making Gun for Hire Radio the voice of over 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Okay, we're back.
And back again.
Yeah, Bill Fierro was a great guy. Huh?
Yeah, he really is. He'll be at our NRA dinner September 15th at Mayfair Farms. He will be raffling off one of his BDU units.
Sweet.
So that's going to be great. He's going to be there with his lovely wife. He's going to be sitting at a table. His stuff will be on display there. He's graciously volunteered to donate one so we can raffle it off. So some lucky law enforcement officer out there is going to benefit by his device on September 15th at our friends in the NRA dinner.
You know, there was that big campaign a few years back to put vests on police officers. I think that might be a good idea for, you know, local clubs to start doing that.
I think so also. And by, on a side note, our NRA dinner, more than 50% of the tickets are sold.
Yeah, that's great. Its reputation precedes itself.
If you're planning on going, ladies and gentlemen, you better go on our Gun for Hire website or the Bullet Hole website and click and buy your tickets now. We have VIP tickets still available. That's limited to the first 100 special people that want to be in that level where you can win a 42-inch flat screen TV. And we still have about 140 or so tickets left for the dinner. So if you want to go, get in it, get out.
And rumor has it, we might even be broadcasting from there too. Isn't that true?
If I could find a time, I think I will broadcast from the show. NRA News will be in attendance there. NRA Blog will be there. Half of the Education and Training Department will be there. I think we should broadcast.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun if we can set it up.
Maybe we can grab a few of the people off the party floor and ask them why they're there and why they're supporting it. I think it would make for a great show.
Absolutely.
So get there, and maybe we'll put you on the air, and you can suffer with Sandy with me.
That's very true. You know, at least I can have some company. So what's going on with the talkbacks? You've got a bunch of them, I can't get through all these talkbacks.
Again, Evan Knappen is slated to come on a show in the future, and he's going to be answering all of the legal talkbacks.
We have this huge folder for him too.
Yeah, Evan, your folder is about an inch thick. So let's get in gear so we can schedule an appointment so you can come in and answer these people's questions. But my talkbacks that I can handle, I have one from Kirk in Westchester, New York. And I know Kirk personally. He's taken some classes from me. And he says, why do we pick a handgun for home defense? Shouldn't we focus on a shotgun?
Yeah, good question.
So a lot of people ask me this. They'll say, should I get a shotgun instead of a handgun? Well, a handgun is not an efficient self-defense tool. Statistics show that 4% of people that are shot with handguns actually stay down and die.
Only 4%?
4%, Sandy.
Oh, my goodness.
Correct. So 96% live on, continue to fight, whatever the case may be.
And beat your brains in.
Correct. Now, yes. Colonel Jeff Cooper used to say that we carry a handgun to get us to our rifle. And, you know, rifles and shotguns ballistically are far superior than a handgun. But let's talk about a shotgun for a home defense option.
Okay.
First of all, with a shotgun, you need two hands to wield it. Now, how can you hold a cell phone and call 911 and hold a shotgun?
I'd like to see that.
Safely.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
That can be a problem. And if you fire that shotgun one hand, or if you use a pistol grip or cruiser type shotgun, by the way, we don't teach those in my schools either because they're very dangerous, the cruiser type shotguns.
Oh, that's the one just with the pistol grip that you kind of shoot from the hip, I guess.
Correct. Right? Terminator style.
Nice.
Okay. I'm not a big advocate.
But crap, right?
Oh, crap. Very inaccurate and crap. I'm not a big advocate of that. I believe a shotgun is a poor primary home defense tool because Mary or Joe in their house, or Kirk, require two hands on the shotgun, which means they can't have an open line of communication. The other thing is, Sandy, your wife is petite.
Yeah.
If she had a shotgun in her hand and she poked the muzzle out of a crack of a door, I could grab the muzzle and catapult her across the room.
Yeah, fling her across like a slingshot.
Correct. The other thing to think about is I could grab the entire barrel of the gun and wrestle it from her.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
I can overpower her with the shotgun. So I do not think a shotgun is a good primary defense tool. I think it's a great secondary or backup defense tool. Handgun is the way to go, but should the crap hit the fan tomorrow and we have some kind of civil unrest or something, I believe every home should have at minimum a shotgun and a case of shotgun ammo.
By a case, you don't mean just few boxes?
No, 100 rounds minimum.
100 rounds.
If you go to like the Bullet Hole, they sell cases of 100 rounds of bullets, cartridges. They also sell 100 round boxes of 12 gauge, 20 gauge, 28 gauge. So I would buy a 100 round box at minimum.
Mm.
Now, as far as shotguns go, the best shotgun for home defense. Remember now, this is secondary. Here's the scenario. You hear a noise in your door, you grab your handgun.
Right.
Okay, you meet with that noise, or you retreat to your safe room and you get in your defensive position.
Duck and cover.
Correct. Running coward.
And so you're running coward to the furthest part of your home, and then do what?
I love it. So you hold them off with a handgun. Now, tomorrow, total anarchy strikes. There's rioting in the streets or something. You're already on high alert. I believe handgun in your holster, strong side hip, and a shotgun in your hand are hanging from your neck on a sling.
Mm.
Because ballistically, nothing really beats a shotgun in close quarter combat. Now, as far as shotgun design, first of all, a pump shotgun is the way to go. Even though a semi-automatic shotgun will absorb more of the perceived recoil through its gas operating system, pump shotguns never jam, and if they do, you can rack them out of a jam.
Okay.
All right. Now, all of our special forces on our side and on the Russian side all carry pump shotguns.
Yeah, they're not semi-automatic.
No semi-autos, no double barrel or side-by-side, because then you don't have enough ammo capability. So you get yourself a pump shotgun. If your female in your house is not that big, a 20-gauge is fine. If it's just you in the house, or if your wife is pretty strong, she hits the gym a lot, I would prefer 12-gauge.
Okay.
Now, so you have 12-gauge or 20-gauge, or you have one in each. His and hers guns is not a bad thing to have.
Mm.
But just imagine, you know, roving packs of animals going through the streets looking to prey on people. You can really defend your property with a shotgun. You know, if five guys approach your house and you're on your porch with a shotgun, you have a better chance at defense than you do if you have a handgun.
Do you suggest the different rounds of ammunition?
Yes, we're going to talk about that. Double O buckshot.
Well, you know what? Why don't we save that for right after the break?
Get a nap?
You can get a nap.
So wake me. Remind me when we come back. It's ammo, right?
It's ammo,
you
yes.
You got it.
Just dream about ammo. We'll be back. Anthony and I just want to say thanks to three new sponsors who had the stones to step up and make this crazy show possible. So welcome to Milcom, the world leader in engineering and manufacturing of extreme performance lubricants for military, law enforcement, and the serious shooter, and makers of the only NRA-endorsed gun care system. They're also based right here in New Jersey. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. And because we did some bone cracking of our own, for a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. But this offer is only good for our Gun for Hire Radio family, so you gotta mention Gun for Hire Radio when you're ordering to get this special price. And this special introductory offer is good only while supplies last. So you snooze and you lose. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. If the lines are busy, please keep trying. You don't want to miss out on this offer. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. We also want to welcome a very good friend of Gun for Hire Radio, a Second Amendment warrior who lives and operates a business from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain right here in New Jersey, Mr. Ron Sousa of Freedom Energy. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Ron says not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, since a special government rebate now lets you pay for your initial investment in less than 5 years, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, Ron says you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. But you really gotta act fast. The government rebate giveaway ends forever on midnight, December 31st. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available.
He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. It's a no-brainer, but you gotta act quickly because time's running out. And when this free government money program ends, it ends for good. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900 and ask him about the special deal exclusively for Gun for Hire listeners. And another special welcome goes out to an amazing tattoo artist, Mr. Paul Nolan, owner of Physical Graffiti in Linden, New Jersey. Paul's the guy that other tattoo artists come to learn from, and he's also Anthony's personal tattoo artist. Physical Graffiti is New Jersey's highest-rated tattoo and body piercing studio. They've got the largest selection of tattoo designs and body jewelry anywhere. They carry it all, from pure 316 LVM surgical implant-grade stainless steel to 14-karat white and yellow gold. And if you're really looking for something to make a statement, they've even got platinum and diamonds. Paul's tattoos are amazing, unlike anything you could ever imagine. And his artists are handpicked by him and are proficient in all styles, from traditional to new school, Japanese, tribal, and even portraits. There's nothing they don't do. Looking for something totally different? Paul says their black and gray tattoos really kick ass. And if blow your mind color is your thing, Paul's trademark technique guarantees to lay in color so solid and vibrant, it'll make your eyes bleed. Physical Graffiti is no newcomer. It's been, as Paul puts it, kicking ass for damn near 20 years. Check them out on the web at physicalgraffiti.net or just swing by in person. They're located at 275 West St. George's Avenue in Linden, New Jersey. Call them today for directions at 908-925-5288. Physical Graffiti, when you want to treat yourself to the very best. So, ammunition, if I did interrupt your nap.
Shotgun ammunition.
Shotgun ammunition.
Big debate. 2 3/4, 3-inch, 3.5-inch magnum rounds, 12-gauge or 20-gauge shotgun. Let's talk about these two gauges for home defense. I recommend birdshot or slugs for home defense.
And that's specifically for an urban environment.
Urban environment. When you're dealing with buckshot, you have to remember ballistically that buckshot will rip through one or two sheetrock walls.
Wow.
So if you have other loved ones in the house and you shoot somebody or at someone with a shotgun in close range, you could endanger other family members. I'm a very strong advocate of using 7.5, 8, or 8.5 shot for a shotgun, which is smaller pellets, Sandy, and they tend to dissipate a lot faster when they hit sheetrock.
Okay.
So we use let's talk birdshot now. And if you can shoot somebody with a birdshot, you will make chop meat out of them. So you don't have to worry about buckshot, birdshot, and all this other debates that go on.
Mm.
But there are some people who like the theory of candy cane loading a shotgun.
Now, what is that?
Candy cane loading a shotgun is one in the chamber, in my scenario, would be birdshot. Then I would put buckshot, then birdshot, birdshot, slug. Either way, the theory behind this is if I shoot at a shit bag in my kitchen and he ducks behind a wall, the next round is either buckshot or a slug, and it'll go through the wall and hit him. You're it, so to speak. Okay?
I like now, the way you put that.
Yes. Just think about your environment, though, people. If you live in a condo or if you have a house where your kids' rooms are on the other side of the house, when you look at your defense plan, you may want to just stick with birdshot.
Okay.
By the way, do you hear the helicopters outside?
I do. That's ever since Manny, in his broadcast last week, we've been having these black SUVs and this strange helicopter that's following us.
If you listen to the last episode and Manny talked about how we should treat our current politicians on Pennsylvania Avenue, I've noticed every time I pick up a phone, I hear a clicking sound.
Yes, there's a
there's a helicopter following me everywhere. I was coming down 73 this morning and the shadow was over my Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
And there's black SUVs parked outside all day and all night, and a TV repair van, white, with like four antennas on top. When I came out of my hotel, it was there. And today it's in the parking lot across the street from the South Jersey Shooting Club.
That's pretty good. Thanks, okay. Manny.
Really, Manny. We really appreciated
it. We really do.
I got so much positive feedback from Manny's interview that we have to have him back on.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm sorry. I had to get that out. So
even my wife listened to the show, which is amazing because she normally doesn't listen to our show. She said she does not need to hear me talk anymore.
It's sad to hear the frustrations of how a gun owner has to operate.
It really
is. A guy that built a business, from the ground up, and how they break his chops every step of the way and just create boundaries and roadblocks and hurdles every step of the way.
And it always hasn't been this great as far as... gun sales. I mean, he's had to eke out a living over the past 30 years.
And worry about insurance and liability and everything else. Yeah. So I'm sorry, full roundabout, back to shotguns. I'm really sorry. So pump action shotgun, 12-gauge or 20-gauge, Kurt. You want to use birdshot or slugs or birdshot and buckshot, depending on the environment of your layout of your house. In my house, I have a rather nice size home on an acre. My shotgun is loaded birdshot, slug, birdshot, slug, birdshot, slug. I have a Remington 870 Tactical. Now, the Remington 870 I have is because my wife and I are both right-handed, and the safety on the 870 is on the right side of the trigger guard, which is very natural for us to click it on and off. If someone in the house is lefty that may use that gun, then you want to think a Mossberg 500 because the Mossberg safety is on the top of the gun and it's neutral for a righty or a lefty.
Oh, okay.
I mean, a lot of people don't realize that. I own both. I own a couple of everything, but I own both.
Yes, you do.
Thank the TSA, not NSA helicopter. That was Sandy speaking, not me. So
I can hear the paracord now.
A Remington 870 or something equivalent. You know, there's Charles Daly and there's many other shotgun manufacturers out there. But the two guns that are most widely acceptable by our police and military are Remingtons and Mossbergs. And you can find a gun to fit your budget for $300, basically. You don't have to go out and spend $2,000 on a shotgun.
Yeah, you don't need all that extra stuff on there.
No,
it
just adds more weight. I prefer a single point sling on a shotgun, and we can elaborate on that. Maybe we'll bring Joe in one day to talk about that. Joe, my weapons and tactics instructor.
Okay.
But single point sling on a shotgun, maybe ghost rings if you want, but a nice pump action, either a Remington or a Mossberg, 12-gauge or 20-gauge, depending on what the family can handle. If everybody in the house is built like me, you go with a 12-gauge. If you have someone in the house who's petite, you go with a 20-gauge. But just remember, I view the shotgun as a secondary backup firearm. Handgun is definitely the way to go because it's easy to hold, and you can hold a telephone and talk to the police. Shotgun is harder for that.
Makes a lot of sense. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting,
tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
So we're here at the beautiful South Jersey Shooting Club at the first ever Ruger Rimfire match in New Jersey. And I see you out there mulling around and a lot of people grabbing your ear. What's that all about?
I get these questions. I'm getting so many people frustrated. But I'm going to tell you, I go to meetings, I go to rallies, I read the forums. There is so much apathy in this state that it just really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Everybody wants change, but nobody's willing to do anything.
And the infighting amongst the pro-gun community is a little ridiculous.
The infighting on which organization is best.
Oh,
listen,
yeah,
800 members of the South Jersey Shooting Club. We had 9 volunteers out here 9 o'clock last night setting stuff up. The same 9 volunteers and maybe 10 or 12 other extraneous volunteers helping Chuck Berwick and Dan Walker and the guys setting things up.
It's the famous 1%.
17 million people in the state of New Jersey. We can't get 300 people out for this match.
Yeah.
We can't get more volunteers. We can't get more sponsors. Nobody wanted to spend $100 to buy a table to advertise to like-minded gun people at this event. Except me. And SWAT Firearms and TD Bank was here. Can I say that out loud?
Yes, you can.
TD Bank had a table here, which was pretty cool. But other than that, there's nobody else out here with us. So everybody wants to sit on their asses and complain that we need change in this state, but nobody wants to get off their asses to help.
Well, that's our job. There's a million of you out there. We need to rally together and we need to stop infighting because the anti-gunners really love this.
It really made my day today when that gentleman said that we have Gun for Hire Radio. I mean, it really made my day, you know. I said, we're all alone in New Jersey fighting for this. He goes, no, we're not. We have Gun for Hire Radio. So the voice of a million New Jersey gun owners, we need to wake them up. Anybody you know that's not listening to this show, tell them to tune in. I have people now coming up to me telling me they joined the NRA, the Association of Rifle and Pistol Clubs, et cetera, because they heard the show.
The Second Amendment
okay?
Society.
New Jersey yeah. Second Amendment yeah. Society. They're telling me they joined because they heard the show. All right, I went to the Second Amendment Society rally Wednesday night. I was like a rock star. Okay, I thought I was going to have to do autographs. You know, are you Anthony from Gun for Hire? Are you Gradio? Oh my, you're coming up to me. I had a few people chastise me for my potty mouth, but listen up, people. I apologize. I know we have a lot of God-fearing, church-going people listening to this, and I love you all the same. We are all God's children. I believe in God. I believe in a higher authority. But if you were to get rid of my potty mouth, I wouldn't be able to have the show.
Yeah, we would have zero
okay.
ratings.
I get ticked off and my mouth runs off a little bit, so I'm sorry. I'm trying to curb it a little bit. I'm trying not to use the L word that much anymore either, even though I just found out my co-host has an ACLU card in his wallet, which I'll get before the end of the day, by the way.
That's great.
I'll figure
out
how
to get
that.
You're absolutely right. We really do have to take the labels off of people because there are not liberal and conservative gun owners. It is all about being a gun owner and all about being pro-gun and all about fighting for your Second Amendment rights.
Baseball bat sales are up 6,000% in the UK because of these flash mobs.
Why?
This is where New Jersey is headed.
That's right.
Is this where
Wake
it's headed?
Wake up, people.
I read in the Wall Street Journal, people are going in the house 7 o'clock at night and locking and bolting their doors and shutting the lights off because these young kids rule the streets from 8 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning, breaking, looting, robbing, and pillaging because they're upset of high unemployment. They're upset that there's no future in their country. Education level is depressing, and these people can't defend themselves. They're using baseball bats. This
because
is where we're headed.
They allowed their guns to be taken away because they said it'll never happen to us. And it's going on here, too. Let's not fall asleep here and think that everything is just rosy.
No, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. And if our current president wins the second election, which I predict he will.
God help us all.
Well, he will. And on the agenda will be a huge gun grab.
And not only that, think about the senatorial race and think about the fact that guess who's going to appoint the next Supreme Court justices who will strip away what Heller and McDonald has already adjudicated.
Correct. I mean, and if we don't start now in New Jersey for November, just like Scott Bach said, if we win at every level, we're looking at right to carry in 2013, and then the Supreme Court kicks it back and our current legislators get to write our right to carry law. Could you imagine what that will look like? Could you imagine what that will look like?
The same people who have made slingshots illegal and now who want to regulate airsoft guns.
S-454, look it up. It's on our website.
It's under right on
legislative
our website.
Resources. Yeah. They want to ban airsoft guns or treat them as pistols and firearms in the state of New Jersey. So, guys, you have a 14-year-old kid. You're going to have to go get a pistol permit under Gun a Month and go to Dick's Sporting Goods and buy that $15 spring-loaded airsoft gun and have a permit, which means your son or daughter can't use it unless you're present.
Mm.
Okay?
Ain't that special.
All right, so they can't even go outside and play with it.
Well, that's about all we got time for this week.
Thank you all for all of your support, and please
Absolutely.
Support our sponsors. I still can't believe what they've done. I'm using Milcom products exclusively now, Sandy. This stuff is great.
Me too.
And
it's it really is great stuff.
It's made in New Jersey.
I know.
These guys are NRA Life members, and the stuff is made in New Jersey. You know, Charlie's building a house in Pennsylvania because he's voting with his feet, and he's hooking up with Ron Sousa from Freedom Energy. He's going to go solar on his house.
Wow, he's getting off the grid and out of the state.
So we could wrest some of the control from the jihadists.
Right, so at least we have somewhere to run, to Charlie's
Correct.
Farm.
Beautiful, beautiful. And bunker.
And bunker. Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. This episode of Gun for Hire Radio has been brought to you by The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. By Lipstick Bodyguard, like having a personal bodyguard in your purse or pocket. By Evan Knappett, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Radio production. Our online technical director and webmaster is Jose. Hey, who ate my chicharrones? Morales. Our art director is Matt, the Yo-Yo Man, Danchis. Our post-production engineer is John, who said there would be free beer, Massa. And our production assistant for this week's episode was Danielle, don't use my real name, Lawson. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. And please, take a moment to rub it in the faces of all those anti-gun liberals, and give this episode an outstanding rating on iTunes and Zoom. See you next week.
This gun's for hire.